literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude? A wee mullet.
We are, baby.
Phil Gillis. Phil Gillis.
Is this kickoff?
Come here, Phil.
Yeah.
Come here, old boy. You scared. Look at him. He's nervous. Damn, little Phil Gillis is scared of the
cast. Is hot.
Scared of the mic. Come here, boy. Come here, boy.
What time is kickoff? Is it kickoff right now?
About 8:10, I think.
Okay, so we got.
Hello, masses. How we doing? It's game time.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think the Irish win 42-16.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah, you got a joke you want to tell? You got any jokes lined up?
You should tell the slap.
Think of a joke.
Tell the slap it, Pappy story. Yeah,
you just sit around and look at each other with these things in your hand. I mean, it's sort of weird.
You call it gay? My dad's gonna come down. Call it gay. Damn, dude, my dad came down in a Notre Dame shirt. Said it's kickoff time. He's like, you guys sit around. It's kind of weird.
It's like a poker game with no chips on the table. It makes me wonder a little bit about what's going on.
You were down here playing fucking friendly foot.
Did you
see what your wife did to the ceiling?
Oh, I did see. I was sitting at the desk and I looked over and everything was laying on the floor. The whole ceiling collapsed.
From what?
Not so sure.
No. We already exposed what it was.
No, she blamed it on the washer, so I'm going to go with that.
I thought you told me she dumped and it cleared out.
Said that. Never will.
Phil, will you honestly pause the game, please?
No.
I'll be up in 10 minutes, please. Please, no. Dude.
God damn it.
What a fucking dickhead. But,
I told you, we got 8:10 kickoff. We got time.
So, I had some foster kids.
Sure.
I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, kids are back. Things are great. But, she took, my sister had their kid down at the park. Or my dad had his granddaughter at the park.
Yeah.
And she is not white. So he's just down at the park with this young black kid, and there's like parents coming from like
Little League baseball parents bringing their kids to practice, and they got like younger siblings
and
stuff.
My dad and her,
yeah. Really,
yeah.
And she's in a purple like ballerina costume, yeah. Like Nunu or what is it,
Tutu,
yeah.
And he's pushing her on the swing, and I guess they were on like that, just like the regular swing, which is just that like piece of rubber.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to go in the other swing that had like the foot holes, you know, and it's like a seat. And she and he starts pushing her, and then I guess he said it was like making noise. Like anytime he would like touch it, it would like make like a slap.
When he was slapping it, he was pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then she just starts going, "Yeah, slap it, Pappy.
Yeah, Pappy, slap it harder, Pappy."
Like screaming it while he's smacking her ass.
Yeah, Pappy.
He's an old guy and a little black girl at the park.
Oh my god. How was the passersby?
What's that? I don't know. I wasn't there. I would assume they were taken aback.
Yeah. Dude, I was down south.
We're back.
All right, we're back. The only way we could pause the game is if we brought Phil Gillis down here for an interview right now. This is the 3-on-1 exclusive.
I can handle it. Let's go. I don't know what you want me to say. Let's go. Give me the interview.
All right, Matt.
Start it off.
You got to ask him a question. I can't.
You fire it off. It's your dad. Fire it off.
You asked me
to
hold the mic.
What are you drinking right there?
This is a Bloody Mary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, tailgate ran a little late. Kickoff started. I didn't get it quite finished. But
the Irish are looking good so far, though.
So far, yeah. They got down to about the 8-yard line when I was forced to pause the video. So here I am. We're going to wrap this up real soon.
Oh, here you go. Here's a good question. How do you think your president is doing? What type of job do you think the president of the United States is doing right now?
I think he's doing an excellent job. And I would be surprised if anyone differed with that viewpoint. He is doing things that other presidents that didn't have the nuts to do, he is doing. Okay? It's not always popular with most of the people in the United States, but
why do you talk like him? Why do you talk exactly like him? It's not. He is doing.
Have you ever caught Shane like humping his pillows or anything like that? What?
Hey, Matt.
What?
We said none of that stuff. None of that stuff, Matt. You fucking
that's off limits. That's off limits.
That's gay talk.
I was specifically told those questions were not going to be asked.
That's right.
So I'm a member of the press, dude. There's no
Although there was one time when I came down here and I picked something up outside the bed, and it was a little heavy tissue action, and Shane didn't have the sniffles. So
what the fuck? Dropping big loads in tissues. Ew. It was heavy. It was heavy.
Give me this guy.
It was heavy.
What are you saying there, Phil?
Well, I'm not quite certain.
All right, you want to talk about your fucking... Here, hold into the mic.
You picked up some concrete tissues.
You want to talk about your cum jeans at the laser tag?
I have no idea what that means.
You don't know what that means? You remember that.
No, I don't.
When we took the kids to play laser tag.
No, that wasn't. I have to explain. I had prostate surgery, and
what's in the prostate?
Is called incontinence. All right, so there is
come all willy nilly.
No, you know there is none of that stuff. Just once in a while, you can't control, you know, when the starting and the stopping when you have to urinate. That's all.
So, all right, back to President Trump.
It just happened to be a very sensitive strobe or whatever.
Blacklight.
Blacklight.
Picked up pee stains.
Believe me.
All right.
Blacklights are turned up way too high.
Yeah, too high, and they picked up Phil's.
Picked up pee stains.
They were.
No problem.
They were. I'd be
more of a dotted. They would get me in a lot of dotted pee stains.
Yeah. You try not to breathe so heavy into the mic.
Continue. Let's go. Phil, I think you all should get a rebate for this podcast.
A rebate?
Rebate.
Oh, the customer.
The customer.
This is free.
It is free. Good.
This is free.
Good.
All right.
Let's send it to China.
All right. How much do you love Trump right now?
He's good. I just don't like the way he acts on social media and his texting and whatever else he does.
What about before he became president? Wouldn't you have called him he was like a punk douche?
Yes, he was.
And now what?
I didn't care about him then. I care now about
you
him
care
now.
About, now you care about him.
Yeah.
Would you lay your life down for Trump? If there was a shooter between you and Trump, would you jump in front of the bullet for the president?
Yes, I would.
You would die for President Trump?
I would.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'd die for any president, even Obama.
Even Obama. What is that?
Even Carter. Even Clinton.
You would die for.
And I didn't like those guys, but I would do it for the country.
Even Clinton, after what he's done to those kids at Epstein Island?
I don't know exactly what was revealed there. Okay.
He was there 37 times, I think.
37?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did it take him that many times?
Because it was awesome.
It was the best island ever? I don't know. Probably because it was like you at laser tag.
It was Disney World for the elites.
Yeah, it's Disney World, dude. Really? Keep going. You're doing great, man.
No, I know.
This is your broadcasting debut, isn't it?
Sure.
How old are you?
63.
63. You're making your debut on the mic.
That's it.
You always wanted to do this, didn't you?
I did. Wow. I should have been a stand-up comedian, but I had a family at a young age, and I couldn't, screw around and just waste people's time living in a hallway in New York City with cats and rats.
Okay. And your wife just dumped open a ceiling.
I don't want to hear that. This interview is going to be done.
No.
Walk
off. We're not done yet.
You're ugly?
I'm ugly?
That's what Trump would say.
Trump would have called me ugly. Yes. You're going to break that fucking chair.
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Nothing. I'm just happy. So you don't like President Barack Obama?
I never have.
And you do
like
Donald
Trump. But I still rooted for him. I wanted him to be a very good president, of which he let
me down. I thought he did all right. I thought he did okay.
He didn't do anything. He lowered his handicap in golf. He vacationed all the time.
All right, so you're going to use that argument? Isn't that what Trump? Trump golfs all the fucking time.
Yeah, but guess what? He owns a golf course. All right?
That's a good argument.
Thanks. The hell? He should ski if he owns a ski mountain. I don't care.
Yeah.
Trump works harder than any president we've had as far as I can ever been around. He constantly works. You look at him on Sundays. He's in a suit coming off a plane. He's working. Constantly he's working. He works hard. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Do you drink?
Swear. Once in a while. I'm not president.
He doesn't swear?
I don't believe he does.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't want you to have a heart attack, man.
Don't worry.
Just keep it easy. It's easy. It's nice and calm.
It is.
I love that you die for the presidents.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying how we don't have any civic mind. We don't have any civic mindedness anymore.
Yeah, we've lost that. The younger generation.
You didn't do shit. What did you do?
What do you mean? What
you weren't in the. You were a draft dodger.
What dodger?
You went to Canada. You went to Canada during Vietnam.
Yeah. I went to Clarion. I didn't go to Canada. I thought I was in Canada when I got there.
Why?
Because it was 4 hours away and it was not far from Lake Erie. I didn't know it was that close. It snowed constantly. It was freezing. It was terrible.
True that, yeah. It's a shame, though. We've lost a civic mind.
Yeah, not a lot of tough guys anymore.
I know. We got to get it back. I'm trying to bring it back single-handedly.
Matt's pretty tough. He's tough as nails.
It looks like it.
Trying to take a bullet.
You like him?
I do.
You like McCusker?
Yeah.
Chris asked, what type of Civil War soldier do you think you'd be?
I think I would be like a sharpshooter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, get the green jacket up there. You think you'd be a sharpshooter?
Yeah.
Have you ever fired a gun once?
Yes. I shot 13 deer.
Damn.
That's not true.
Buck.
That's not true.
Have you shot a gun?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You never shot a...
They would run at me with self-defense twice. I put my hands up, threw the rifle down, they still came. No, I did. I shot 13. I used to go deer hunting.
Nice.
Yep.
Got some five-pointers?
Well, I don't know where the racks are. I think Joan has them hidden somewhere.
No, the racks are gone. It's just high school girls' basketball racks.
Oh, my God.
That was after he killed a deer.
Did we talk about that?
All these state championships?
Yeah.
Let's not.
How many state championships you got?
Four.
We shouldn't bring him up. We shouldn't bring up the state championships.
Why?
Just because he'll get fired for being on this podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Rhode Island.
Yeah, this is live from Rhode Island.
All right. I got to run.
Don't unpause that game.
Well, I have to.
No, you got to wait five more. We got to give the people a little. Where are we at time-wise?
59 minutes.
All right. Give us two more minutes, Phil.
It's free, for crying out loud. No one's listening anyhow.
No, a lot of people are, and they all fucking complain. Phil, do you have any words for the haters out there? They're saying mean things.
What would you say
me?
To someone saying something mean to a free
podcast? Some guy called Chris
online.
A dwarf today.
Really?
Yeah, he DM'd me and called Chris a dwarf. A dwarf. A dwarf.
Where? When you were at Gettysburg?
Yeah, I took a picture of him at Gettysburg and somebody just commented on it.
You would have been one of the taller soldiers at Gettysburg.
You would have been a tall soldier at Gettysburg.
Well,
Phil, you would have been a fucking giant. You would have got shot right away.
I would have got shot. I would have had that Red Cross on, going out and just.
You would have been helping people.
Medic! That's what I would have done.
I said, would you please address our haters?
Well, I don't know who's hating, but I can certainly understand it. Okay? There are some areas of this podcast that I don't like. I'm trying to give it a little jolt because it's the listenership has been lacking considerably. If it's not for some of the people that Shane knows, I don't want to name names because I don't want to embarrass you. Anyhow, we need to step it up.
The podcast needs to do better?
Yeah, it does. It needs to be better.
I asked you to address the haters. All you did was talk shit on us.
Well, no, I can understand the haters. I'm sort of one of them.
No. Well, Phil, I'll tell you what, man. It's been a real honor having you on here. You were on our first episode.
I know.
You were the very first person.
What do you mean I was on the first episode?
You called in and gave us a good racist Trump joke.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You said, and we bleeped it out because we didn't want to get you in trouble, but you're here now, so who gives a fuck?
Okay.
You said, remember that joke you had about Trump and Obama? You came up with this, and it was bad.
Don't recall.
I think it was good.
No, it was, because Trump hadn't even been, he hadn't won the election. Right. He won the election, he hadn't taken, so Obama's in the office playing golf. He's putting on the carpet. Trump comes in, and he's, they're small talk. And Obama's like, yeah, I like golf. And Trump's like, oh, man, I own a couple courses. He's like, I understand that. Do you mind if I play on some of those? And Trump looks at him and says, I mean, you can play the front nine, but you got to caddy the back half.
Oh, my God.
That was your joke.
That was my joke?
Yeah, what? It was a joke about him being half black.
I understand.
It was a bad joke.
If I made a joke up, I understand.
It was a bad joke.
Yeah,
it was so bad we bleeped it out the first time.
Well, guess what? Now that you've reacquainted me with that joke, I'm going to tell it again.
No, don't.
I like it.
No, don't tell it again.
No.
It's a good joke.
Okay.
Yeah, you can feel that, right? You can feel when it sucks and there's nothing, when it's dead. All right. Okay. Why don't you head upstairs? We're going to rewind it to the kickoff. I'm going to watch that opening drive again. Come on, man.
All right, let's go.
Please
wrap this up. We're gonna start.
All right, we'll end it here. Thanks for coming down, Phil. I appreciate it.
Thank you.